This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook, where each week I bring you some of the greatest athletes, celebrities, and entrepreneurs to talk about their personal and professional playbook to success.
So you started talking about like the four ways of communicating with people, reaching out to them. How do you balance the in-person, personal aspect of it with the automation and doing that at scale?
Yeah, so how do I balance technology, automation with the human aspect? So I do it by looking at three things: my skills, my knowledge, my desire, my company's skills, knowledge, and desire, and the capabilities that are best suited to be replaced. Not the people, the best capabilities. And one of the capabilities that I look like is I look at the engagement or accessibility or energy behind capabilities. There's certain capabilities that people have, but they're not enthusiastic about them because they are living here in America, and whether they're lying to themselves or not, they're living for luxury, not living to live. You see, I've been in a place, and many of you probably have been there, when you wake up and you have no food, you have a different perspective of shoveling shit with your hands 6 days a week, 12 hours a day to get food, compared to, I need a 6-car or a 3-bedroom instead of a 2-bedroom. And so I go ahead and analyze and audit an inventory of capabilities aligned with how I can replace them with technology, which has no emotion, which is always engaged and accessible, or people who would be more engaged and accessible to do that capability. And then I maximize the capabilities of other people that may have better education, intelligence, intuition, and inspiration to give me a higher return on my investment, notating that technology and outsourcing assistance have no emotional toll. That's one of the huge quantitative advantages of using technology, so that you can expand your emotions more beneficially in a mutually beneficial way to the people themselves. So the harmony that exists by utilizing virtual assistants and technology as a servant with no emotional spend, and usually less economic spend as well, so that I can take care of the people better.
So you're providing that much more value.
But I'm not making it about the people, I make it about the capabilities and also about the abundance of taking care of the people by taking away what they don't like, what other people don't like, et cetera.
So as a business owner, it's
a great business owner.
Thank you.
They put your name on your shirt, you're so good.
Every day. It's easy to get lost in the business, right? How do you balance Dave Meltzer, husband, father, friend from Dave Meltzer Enterprises?
Yeah, so for me, it's all time. Time's a dependent variable of harmony. In the context of harmony is a different balance every day. My harmony is created by personal experiential giving and receiving values and activities of every day. And I only take that harmony day by day. Why? Because time, emotion, and value change. And a man-made constructive day is a guaranteed quantifiable measurement that I have for my life that I'm guaranteed every single day to get 24 hours, except for what? The last day of your life, you'll be cheated. So I have a consistent, you'll like this as a math and accountant, I have a consistent methodology that everything that I have is off of the one constant that I know, which is 24 hours. Also knowing that the dynamic of time, emotion, and value changing, external circumstances of my ignorance, that I don't know what's going to happen in the future, because if I did, I'd be a billionaire like this. And if any of you know exactly what's going to happen tomorrow, please tell me. I'll share the billions with you, because I know exactly how to make billions if you actually did know what's going to happen tomorrow. So I create a system that allows me to maximize the activity in the context of harmony, a weighted balance of the 24 hours I'm given today in a trajectory, a divine direction with divine time of where I want to be in the future, and allowing for me to understand that the external circumstances are going to change considering time, value, and emotion, so that interest may change, unemployment may change, the workflow may change, my employees may change, the weather may change, my four tires may change. There's a whole bunch of things that may change. And so this system allows me to say, I am going to prioritize my non-negotiables first every single day, knowing that time is aggregate, accelerates, and exponential in its nature. So I'm gonna give every day time to the non-negotiables. So sleep's my number one, 7 hours non-negotiable. I have a sleep coach so that I am the best sleeper in the world, Hall of Fame of sleep. I wanna recover better than anyone, and I wanna access information better than anyone in my 7 hours a day. 3 hours of non-negotiable time for family, fitness, faith, finance, and the relativity of keeping in contact my ass. That equals about 3 hours disparate, not as a block, like my sleep's blocked at 7 hours. That 3 hours could be 10 minutes here, 12 minutes here, 4 minutes here, but it's about 3 hours, which then leaves me 14 hours of awake time to prioritize activities that are aligned in a divine time with where I want to be or better, and prioritize those by what's important to me today, considering the meaning and lessons of the past and the changes that have occurred today, the external circumstances, the weather, interest rates, relatives, whatever else occurs in real life. And then I go ahead and plan activities, and then I study the activities I don't have planned, the free space. I then qualify categorically activity I get paid for, an activity I don't get paid for. Once again, harmonizing my values personally, experientially, giving and receiving wise. And within the context of all that, all now I need to know is, what is it I want today in the divine direction of where I wanna be? Who can I help and who can help me? Fastest way to get to where I wanna be. Who can I help and who can help me? Fastest way to get to where I wanna be. And how best can I use the 24 hours a day with non-negotiable activities, planned, unplanned, paid and unpaid, in order to facilitate a measurement of what's important to me, which then allows me to prioritize every single day. The 24 hours I'm guaranteed, except for the last day of my life, I am prioritizing every day by my divine direction and my divine time, and I'm doing it now. And I know what to do next. And I know 100% of the things I do now get done. And I know 100% of the things I do next get done, which gives me a huge economic and statistical advantage over most people in the world, because most people in the world live their lives like tubes, food in, food out. They live it like tubes. They don't know what to do, so they feel overwhelmed instead of blessed. Most people feel overwhelmed instead of blessed because they have so many options, opportunities, and touches of favor. They feel overwhelmed instead of feeling blessed and realizing the only challenge they have is to prioritize all the options, opportunities, and touches of favor that they're given by elevating their awareness to what they're given and receiving it and asking for more at least one time a day in person, on the phone, via email, and social media. They blow it. Or worse than feeling overwhelmed and not blessed, they procrastinate. They actually prioritize some things. They make a list. They have their little journals. They do all the things that they're taught to do, from Covey to Meltzer to Milet or whoever else you believe in. And they have it all set. And then what do? Then they procrastinate. And guess what? They don't know what to do now and they don't know what to do next. And what if you don't know what to do now and you don't know what to do next, instead of 100% of the things that you do now and next get done, 0%. And so they end up living their lives like tubes. Scott protein balls the other way. Like a piece of corn.